History of logistics, logistics functions, physical supply, materials management, distribution, and so on, are not new. Indeed, they have been necessary for as long as any form of trade has existed. The term logistics itself has been long used in a military context, meaning the movement of troops and all of the materials needed for those troops to be effective, the right equipment, weapons, fuel, and rations at the right time and place. What makes this relatively new, for example, post-World War II concept of logistics for business so important? Some of the top organizations in the world have emphasized it as a primary core competency and use it to achieve and maintain market dominance. Why should you be interested in honing your skills as a logistics professional? In short, the profession has come a long way in a relatively short time. If you invest in learning more about this profession, you can be in a position to advance it and your organization beyond even the dizzying heights logistics has thus far reached. A brief look at the developments in logistics in recent times will help show how logistics has transformed organizations and will continue to be an integral contributor to and shaper of our new global economy. In the 1970s, organizations and academicians began to realize that warehousing, transportation, inventory, order management, materials handling, and packaging were interrelated, and that minimizing the cost of any one of these exclusively would negatively impact the costs of the others. They recognized that the system overall had incredible complexity, but could not at that time optimize it. However, the need for an outbound physical distribution manager was recognized, and manufacturers used this role to form system-wide plans for total cost minimization while simultaneously improving service. As major retailers picked up on this concept, they developed regional distribution centers and steadily increased their influence over manufacturers after building up their own distribution functional areas and organizational structures. Another trend was demographic changes, such as a large increase in the number of women participating in the workforce in many countries. This had its roots in World War II workforce participation. Changes in family dynamics increased the need for convenience in shopping, for example, extended store hours, including customer service in the logistics equation, took on greater relevancy. The advent of computers in the 1980s helped highlight the true cost of inventory and distribution systems and enabled longer-term planning. There was a movement towards centralized distribution and cost savings. Third-party distribution services also grew quickly and pioneered research and development in equipment and systems. Globally, lower-cost labor and materials began to be sought out, and outsourcing became a mainstream survival strategy to compete against organizations in countries that had lower labor costs. Primarily in the U.S., but also in Europe, transportation deregulation reduced government control over transportation carriers' rates, routes, and fares, which led to price competition that did not truly exist before then, thus allowing purchasers of transportation much more control over one of the primary costs in logistics. Mergers created economies of scale that larger providers could then leverage. Toward the end of the 1980s and the beginning of the 1990s, the term logistics began to be commonly used to describe the merger of inbound materials management with outbound physical distribution. Customer service continued to increase in importance as customers became used to higher levels of service. This interplay of increasing capabilities and increasing customer expectations was much like the arms race taking place between East and West at this time. What was an order winner soon became just an order qualifier. The need to focus on perceived and actual customer service continues to this day. The interplay of service level versus cost to serve remains a core logistics trade-off. Even with these advancements, in the 1990s, a typical order-to-delivery cycle was between 15 and 30 days or more. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order-to-delivery cycle as the period of time that starts when the customer places an order and ends when the customer receives the order. This was despite the advent of electronic means of order processing, such as electronic data interchange, the internet, and computer systems. When stockouts, paperwork errors, or misdirected shipments occurred, the cycle time became even more unpredictable and contributed to a phenomenon called the bullwhip effect. Basically, when information on consumer demand isn't shared and only one's immediate customer orders are known, any variance in supply encourages customers to order more inventory the next time. If these spikes in orders to increase safety stock are incorrectly interpreted as an increase in demand, the distribution centers also order too much and manufacturers produce too much. This creates a ripple effect, with the net impact being an overall increase in inventory. These and other issues led to the development of the concept of supply chain management. The core of this effort is to increase communication and collaboration among chains of suppliers, manufacturers, third-party logistics providers, distributors, and customers so that they can minimize uncertainty and the bullwhip effect while adding value for the end customer. The continued importance of supply chain management recognizes that competitive advantage cannot be sustained in today's economy without looking both inward and outward to the contributions and innovations of business partners and third parties. Another important driver of the supply chain concept is that power started to shift from manufacturers to retailers, such as Walmart or the Home Depot, in part due to their buying power and in part as a reaction to supply dysfunction in the form of the bullwhip effect. In the 2000s, logistics and supply chain management became recognized as critical areas for business success, meaning that either the organization had to excel at them or partner with someone who could. Rather than viewing these areas as cost centers to be shrunk, the new view was on what value could be attached to faster, better, and more consistent service, as well as to new service capabilities. Entire processes, networks, and information systems were re-engineered to provide competitive advantage. The expectation was for perfect orders, undamaged orders in the right quantity and assortment, to the right delivery location on time, and with the right documentation. This level of performance started being achieved at significantly lower cost and using fewer resources than were needed in the past. Multiple technologies such as radio frequency-directed item picking and the now ubiquitous shipping container have enabled these dual wins. In the 2010s, logistics and supply chain management started to accelerate as application programming interfaces, APIs, and other technologies started to lower the cost and time required for logistics interfaces. In transportation, electronic logging devices became mandatory in the U.S. e-commerce move from being a tech bubble to a social revolution. This created new threats and opportunities in the form of constantly increasing global competition and customer expectations, and the direct-to-consumer business model. The highly efficient logistics and supply chain systems for retail replenishment, such as full truckloads and cross-docking, were not effective at getting individual products shipped directly to individual consumers. Organizations such as Amazon took advantage of this. Amazon grew from an unprofitable organization that outsourced all of its shipping to a major force not only in e-commerce, but also in logistics and logistics technology. Warehouse robotics have transformed warehousing. Industry leaders started providing same-day delivery services to key metropolitan areas in part by moving distribution centers from the countryside to these cities and owning or closely partnering with third-party package delivery services. Grocery home delivery started to become a real market. In the 2020s, the decade began with significant change. COVID-19 sent huge shockwaves through logistics and supply chain management. The lean or agile networks that so many organizations had been relentlessly pursuing revealed their inherent risks in a big way. The pandemic simultaneously further accelerated trends toward more e-commerce, while exposing supply failures that made many people become aware of logistics and supply chain management for the first time, but for the wrong reasons. To reduce the risk of future supply chain shocks, logistics strategies had a sea change. The strategies recognized a need for real resilience, and not just through lip service. Onshoring trends increased to reduce regional concentration of production of some items such as semiconductors, also due to the rising cost of container shipping. However, organizations sought to avoid solely investing in geographic redundancy or expensive safety stocks by seeking smarter solutions. Organizations invested in control towers and apps to coordinate workflows and increase system-wide visibility and control. They increased their levels of warehouse automation or robotics. In addition, blockchain moved from being a distant strategic goal to a viable technology for logistics and supply chain management, but barriers such as outdated information systems or requirements for physical import/export paperwork in some countries still exist, so adoption has been slow. For early adopters, blockchain started to reduce transaction costs and improve reliability by enabling smart contracts, chain of custody, and asset tracking and management using the Internet of Things, IoT. Organizations that have achieved the leading edge of logistics and supply chain technology optimization to create secure end-to-end transparency and have also made their people and processes ready for regular change have been declared as a new level of supply chain maturity called the Digital Transformation or Industry 4.0. To help organizations realize this industry revolution, ASCM created a certification to help transformation professionals create urgency for and successfully enact transformation programs. Certified in Transformation for Supply Chain, CTSC. Other important drivers of change include political changes, such as modifications in trade agreements, leading to customs duty instability and possible local sourcing policies, and an increasing frequency of severe weather events. Such disruptive forces of change can quickly alter the viability of a logistics network. Today, logistics professionals need to make assessment, adaptation, and change into regular activities rather than rare events. In other words, the focus is now on an agile and resilient framework.